five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Firefighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins as he rolls to a fire, his first run since Tim joined the rescue company. Tim doesn't know yet what thrilling adventure awaits him at the fire scene. And before he finds out, there's time for this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the big office building of the Mechanical Standards Company, where you remember a flash fire in the employees' cafeteria has swept through the whole second floor. And as Chief Cody directs the battle against the blaze, he learns that a man is trapped in a vault in the basement. How that man became trapped, Chief Cody learns from Mr. E.B. Hewitt, president of the company, who says to him,
Chief Cody, it couldn't be helped. That man was following Plan D, our plan for protecting the company records against fire.
Yes, 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 I know, but come to the point, mister. Now, give me a quick size-up so we can figure how to get him out.
Well, I'm telling you, Chief. 10 minutes ago, I was working in my office, getting up a report to the directors, when I heard the buzzer on my inter-office speaker. Well, three buzzers. That's for an emergency. E.B. Hewitt speaking. What's the emergency?
This is Dennis, the watchman, Mr. Hewitt.
Oh, what's up, Dennis?
There's a fire.
Fire? That's impossible. Where is it?
It's in the employees' cafeteria. Started in the kitchen, sir, and swept right through the big room. All those wooden chairs and tables caught fire like kindling, sir.
But the sprinklers, Dennis. What's the matter with the sprinkler system?
They're shut down for repairs.
All right, Dennis. Plan D goes into effect. What steps have you taken?
I pulled the alarm, sir.
You pulled the alarm? Good. Then evacuate the building, Dennis. Follow Plan D. Get everybody out, all but Mr. Lawley. I'll take care of him myself.
Yes, sir. I'll send it.
Lawley. This is E.B. calling J.C. Lawley. J.C., what's the matter with you? Why don't you...
Confound it, Helen. Why do you have to bother me now? I still have 10 minutes of dictation to do.
President's office here. Is that you, J.C.? This is E.B.
Oh, yes. What can I do for you, sir?
Plan D. Put Plan D into effect immediately.
Plan D? You mean there's a fire?
In the employees' cafeteria. The whole second floor is flaming. May spread through the building. Get those records down to the vault in the basement.
Yes, sir, right away.
You have your special key? You can't open that electric lock without your key.
Of course, E.B.
Then get started. While you still have electricity to work that lock on the vault, get those figures put away.
Only minutes ago, as Mr. Hewitt explains, the fire alarm was tapped in and the building was evacuated except for Vice President J.C. Lawley, who hastened down to the fireproof vault in the basement to lock up the priceless records of the company. Now, inside the lobby on the first floor, Mr. Hewitt tells Chief Cody.
Lawley is the last person in the building, Chief Cody, except for us.
Well, he's got to get out. That basement is not safe.
I hardly think it could burn, Chief. Solid masonry construction.
Yes, but what if that second floor crashes down and carries this first floor with it, and we have to dig him out? What if tons of water flood the basement, and he has to swim for it?
I never thought of that.
Well, tell me, can you call him in the vault with this contraption here, this speaker system of yours?
Well, yes, yes, I can. At least I'll try.
All right, tell him to get out while he can, because we've got to pull the juice.
Lawley, can you hear me? Are you in the vault? He doesn't answer, Chief.
Well, keep trying, keep trying. We've got to pull the juice as soon as we can. Cut off the electricity at the main switch.
But you can't. If Lawley's in the vault, Chief, that door has an electric lock. He can't get out if you pull that.
Collins! Collins, tell Captain Jellybone to let that main switch alone until I give the word.
Yes, sir. Captain Jellybone!
All right, now. Try that voice box again, Hewitt. Maybe your man has reached the vault.
Yes, I... Lawley, can you hear me? This is Hewitt calling from the lobby. Lawley, oh, this is worse than we thought.
Here I am, E.B. I came as fast as I could.
You'll have to hurry. You'll have to get out.
In a minute, E.B. Now, the records are stored away. No, Now, I wonder if there's anything else
tonight. Three blistering blazes. Let me talk to him, Hewitt.
Lolly, listen to me. This is Fire Chief Cody. He wants to tell
you... Mr. Lolly, can you hear me? This is Fire Chief Cody. Now, you've got to get out. We've got to pull the juice. Turn off the electricity in this building.
But you mustn't. See here, if you turn off the electricity, I shall be locked in the vault.
Yes, I know, I know. If the juice goes off, you can't open that vault door to get out. So get out while you can. Get out now.
Wait a minute, Chief Cody. My instructions are to follow Plan D. And it so happens that it's now time for me to...
Lolly. Mr. Lolly, can you hear me? Collins! Collins, come here. This voice box has gone dead.
Well, Captain Jellybone says the cable must have burned through, Chief.
He didn't pull the juice, Collins?
No, sir. He waited, but now he says the fire cut the cable.
Then that man is trapped.
Who, sir?
Lolly, officer of the concern here. Carried some important records down to a vault they have in the basement.
Oh, this is tragic. This is terrible. You've got to save that man.
We'll get him out if it's humanly possible. Collins, pass the word.
Spare no expense. Yes, he's a key man in this company. If we lose J.C., it'll take months to train another man.
Now, Lord, don't delay it. Collins, do your job. Get that man out. And how you manage it is up to you.
Yes, sir.
Rescue Company.
This way.
Hands up the boat.
Let's have that foam. Hook up that foam generator. There's gasoline stored in this building.
Chief Cody hastens away to command the overall attack on the blaze that is eating its way through the second floor. Overhearing the chief's orders, E.B. Hewitt demands of Tim Collins...
Foam. The man's wasting time.
Sir, there's gasoline stored here, isn't there?
Yes, of course. A few hundred gallons for our motor cars. But that's in the basement, and the fire is two floors above.
Well, it is now, sir. But at any moment, your whole building may be on one level. Now, let's get out into the street.
What are you talking about?
Listen, sir, that second floor may be ready to crash through, right into the basement.
Ridiculous. This building is as solid as the...
Okay. Have it your own way. But let's get out of this lobby and get into the street.
Certainly not. I'm E.B. Hewitt. I'm president of Mechanical Standards. I intend to remain here in the lobby and direct the efforts of the fire department...
Hold out! All officers, get your men out of the second floor!
You hear that, Mr. Hewitt? Chief Cody is pulling the men out. It's time for us to go.
Come out of there, Collins!
Yes, sir. Coming, Captain Jellybone. Now let's go, Mr. Hewitt. There's the rescue company waiting for us.
Ridiculous. I question Chief Cody's judgment. I'm in charge here. I'm president of the company. Send Chief Cody to me.
Collins!
Yes, sir. Coming, sir. Your mistake, Mr. Hewitt. The fire department is in charge. Now you're coming with me.
Don't you lay hands on me, young man.
All right. Are you coming quietly?
All right. I'll go with you under protest.
Against his will, the president of Mechanical Standards Company goes with Tim Collins from the lobby of the building into the street. And as they reach the spot where Captain Jellybone waits for them with the other men of the rescue company, Mr. Hewitt begins another protest.
Standing around, idle, when my man Lolly is locked in that vault.
It's you that's holding us up, Mr. Hewitt. Now, come on, will you? Give us the layout.
Come on, I got the story, Collins.
Well, in a moment, Captain Jellybone.
Hurry up.
Now, Mr. Hewitt, snap out of it. What's the location of this vault?
Why, it's a large room with thick fireproof walls, torn ceiling, deep in the basement.
I see. Near the garage?
Yes, the passage, the exit to the rear of the building Lolly was supposed to use, it passes by the underground garage.
Now, that's where your gasoline is stored. Now, the vault itself. A big room, you say? Concrete construction?
With metal rods to prevent anyone from breaking through.
Well, then there's little chance that we could break through those walls. And the door?
Heavy metal with an electric lock.
I see.
But that door without electricity, don't you see? There's no chance. Lolly can't possibly get out.
No, I know, sir. The lock is really a special electric switch, but... Well, that vault, that big room, hasn't it any windows, any kind of opening?
Windows, that's it. Yes, there's one window. Opens on the corridor.
That's it. Captain Jellybone, we've got it.
Hurry up, Collins.
Hewitt knows a way we can get into the vault.
All men out. Save those ladders. You truck men, get those ladders clear.
Now, come on, Hewitt. Give us that layout in detail. We'll get your men out even with a building crashing down on our helmets.
Well, now the rescue company is ready to go into high gear with no time lost. Once Tim Collins is wormed out of the confused Mr. Hewitt, the news that the trapped man can be reached through a window in the thick concrete wall of the underground vault. As Chief Cody draws his men and equipment back out of danger, expecting the flame-riddled second floor to collapse, Tim Collins makes ready to enter the basement. Well, now you'll follow his daring rescue attempt when you hear our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody reminding you that one of the most important secrets of firefighting is to keep your head. You know, the more haste, the less speed. So your firefighter takes time to size up conditions at the fire scene, plans his attack on the blaze or his attempt to rescue any person who may be in danger. And then is when he begins to move, swiftly and surely, when each step he wants to take is clear in his mind. Now remember, a real firefighter keeps cool in the hottest blaze. And that's a good example for all of us, don't you think? Well, so long for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.